Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Surah Mulk is the 67th surah of the Noble Quran. There are several virtues with regards to this surah. In one narration, it is stated, and this is reported from Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna suratan fil Quran 30 ayah. شفعت لصاحبها حتى غفر له تبارك الذي بيده الملك. There is a surah in the Noble Quran that is 30 verses. It interceded on behalf of its reader until the person who recited it was forgiven. This is Surah تبارك الذي بيده الملك. It is also recorded in another narration with regards to the virtue of the surah, that during the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was one companion who had mistakenly put a tent over a qabr, and he didn't realize it was a qabr. And then he heard the recitation coming from the qabr of Surah Mulk from the beginning till the end. And he then informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Hiya al-mani'ah." It is the protector, the savior, that will save a person from the punishment of the grave. Many of the other ulama have various other narrations in this regard. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu reports about the habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَانَ لَا يَنَامُ حَتَّى يَقْرَأَ أَلِفْ لَا مِمْ تَنْزِيلُ وَتَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِي الْمُلْكِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not sleep in the evening until he recited two surahs. The one is Suratul Alif Lam Mim Tanzil, Surah Sajda, and the second is Surah Mulk. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite these two surahs every evening. The great Mufassir and scholar of this Ummah, the luminary, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, he had given advice to a person, and he said to the person that, should I not present you a gift, something that will make you happy? And they asked him, what is it? And he said, recite to Surah Tabarak Alladhi Biyadihi Al-Mulk. Teach it to your family and your children, even the kids, all those in your home. It is a surah that will save one. It will argue in your favor on the day of Qiyamah, by Allah, for the person who recited it, and seek through it your salvation from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam, because it will save the reader from the fire of Jahannam. And he then quoted the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. It is my desire that it be in the heart of every member of my ummah. May Allah give us the ability to learn and to understand this great surah.